answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
You're watching Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche giving an update on the Justice Department's efforts to release the Epstein files. He says the DOJ is releasing more than 3 million more pages of files today, as well as images and videos. Blanche says the department's only withholding files permitted to be withheld under law, including victims' personal information, depictions of abuse or child pornography, and anything that would jeopardize an active federal investigation. He also defended the department against accusations it doesn't take child sex abuse cases seriously, pointing to more than 290 arrests over the past several months.
And that's the latest that we have at this point on the Epstein files. And I'm going to point out something which we often point out when the left was in charge and was doing it. If you release material like this on a weekend, on a Friday, maybe it gets its play out, it show up on some of the weekend programs, but by Monday everybody's ready to turn the page and move to something else. Am I saying that's why it got released today? I'm suggesting it could be. But that's a lot of material to go through. And now whether or not they really did just get clearance to release it now, 3 million new files. That includes not just written material, but questions as well as to how the money was being used, who was getting it, who was involved in Epstein's Island and his escapades. But that's the story we have in front of us right now. I do want to get into it in more detail in the sense of some other things I think that are worth looking at as we move through them. But first of all, welcome to hour number two, Larry Connors USA. We're here every Monday through Friday for you from 6 to 8 p.m. And when we're on the air, we're streaming video so you can watch the program. Make it really easy. You go to News Talk STL Rumble, Larry Connors USA Rumble, and everything goes up as a podcast later at LarryConnorsUSA.com, Larry Connors USA Facebook, Rumble through News Talk STL and Facebook. So you're never going to miss a program. And if by chance you miss one, you can always pull it up and listen or watch at your pleasure. And I'm asking you for one small favor. One favor. If you listen or watch at a later time, please push share. Send it on to others like-minded that share your views. Or, as I say, hell, send it to your enemies. Get them riled up. Because this program has a way of doing that. And we do it on purpose. We want to make sure everybody gets called out if they're doing something wrong. And there are no sacred cows on Larry Connors USA. We slaughter all of them if they're in the way. I don't hold back. I made it very clear from the very beginning, for those of you who have followed me for years now, as I began this program, when Trump came down and said he was going to run for president, I thought, what a buffoon. No way. No way. And he was not my first, not my second, nor even my third choice. But when it came between Donald Trump and Hillary Benghazi Clinton, there was no choice to be made. And his first term, I was not happy with a lot of things. But he was also holding on to people he believed that would be supporting him. They were not. The swamp was that thick and that deep. You ever had chicory coffee? You go down to Louisiana, you get some really good chicory coffee. It's a sludge, believe me. It can be so thick, you can take your spoon, stand it in the cup, and it will stand right there in the center of the cup. Without moving. I don't even want to think of what it does to your body and your insides, but chicory is pretty good. It's stout. You might want to chase it with Jack. or dilute it with Jack, or hell, forget the chicory and just go with the Jack, whatever you choose. But with Larry Connors USA, you're always going to get news, analysis, commentary, and you're going to get education. So let's go back briefly about this release of these documents right now. Now, I'm going to share a different sources here so you get a kind of an overview. I don't have time to spend a lot of time on all of them, but I want to give you an overview of something here. Here's the way the DOJ makes a correction. The NPR reports it. You know they're my favorite news source. Yeah, right. I'm sorry. I made up a joke. I hope you're laughing instead of going ballistic. Their headline reads on NPR, DOJ releases tranche of Epstein files, says it has met its legal obligations. NPR says they've done everything they should have. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but it is 3 million pages, 2,000 videos, 180,000 images. And when they were being released, the Deputy Attorney General said, we're now in compliance with everything with the Epstein Files Transparency Act, which Congress passed last November and legally required all the files. I'm going through this with NPR, and I'm looking at it, and I don't see anything from anyone that says, well, this isn't all of them. But keep in mind, this is early. They're just now coming out. I have no doubt that somewhere along the line, others are going to say, well, there's not enough mention of Trump in here. Maybe there's a reason. I don't know. If there is, that it should be included, I say, put it in. All right, let me give you another view. Fox News, maybe a little more favorable. Epstein emails to be released. DOJ says no criminal or inappropriate conduct by Trump. Now, that's what they put in their report. I'm not telling you what to believe. I'm just giving you the variety of the sources and how it's being reported. I never tell you what to think. You're a thinking audience. You know what is right and what's wrong. And we may not always agree on everything. But I think for the most part we can agree on one, common sense, and secondly, what's fair. But the fact that they're releasing all these at this point, yeah, there's a legitimate reason to be raising complaints that they're doing it. They're doing it this way because they want it to all disappear before Monday. In other words, it would be forgotten. It's not going to be forgotten. This is just stupid that they would think it is. Trying to see if I see anything else that suggests something different than what I just shared with you. The main point coming, and that was, again, I told you, the source at Fox. The emails being released say no criminal nor inappropriate conduct involving Trump. I wouldn't be surprised if they end up finding more and trying to make a tie to Trump. And it may be accurate or it may not. I do know this. There's obviously a constant effort to destroy Trump and everything he's done. And there's an effort we're underway with right now to find out about all the money that's been stolen from American citizens, especially in Minnesota and the Somalia community. Now, to me, that would be a lot more important than anything that might appear in the Epstein papers, but I let you make your own decision. I will point out that Steve Forbes was appearing on how some of this money was being used in Minnesota, and what Steve Forbes, a publisher, founder of Forbes magazine, had this response.
Joining us now, Forbes Media Chair, Editor-in-Chief C. Forbes. Steve, new information coming in Forbes magazine, your magazine has reported this too, that the state of Delaware and Washington, D.C. canceled the registrations for Omar's husband's investment firm, Rose Lake, for not paying its back taxes. We saw it owed more than $400,000 to Delaware and nearly $1,800 to D.C. She's claiming it's worth $25 million from less than a grand a year before. How can his investment firm not afford to pay taxes? It's supposedly worth an estimated $75 million to $150 million. This is really weird stuff.
Well, weird is not the word for it. There's another word for it called crooked. And that's why we have to have an investigation into this. As you know, the Biden administration started examining her finances and then that of her husband. And so surprise, surprise, that investigation went nowhere. But it's amazing how people can go into Congress and then become these entrepreneurial investing geniuses where they come in. She had under $1,000 of net worth and her husband didn't have much. And suddenly now they're multimillionaires. Is there a money laundering operation here?
Nah, money laundering. That's Steve Forbes. There's a guy who knows how to make a fortune. He's done it several times over. Did he do anything illegal to make it? I don't have any charges of that nature to level against him, do you? But he is raising a question. How does a member of Congress come in and make that kind of money? But in the meantime, the attacks go not against the people that have been stealing the money, but go after those who are trying to arrest Somalians, the illegals, and get them out of the country, especially if they're tied to illegal monies. Here comes Tiffany Cross talking about how she still sees the ICE agents as the members of the KKK.
There's a reason why we have not seen a resurgence of the Proud Boys. And that is because I believe a lot of them are likely made ICE officers. Again, I've said this on the show before. I've not seen any deep dive reporting into who these people are. But they certainly adopt a lot of the ideology, a lot of the tactics, a lot of the violent tactics, a lot of the wearing masks. And it sounds a lot like their founder, what they initially put out. And so because Stephen Miller backtracks, I don't really care. I wonder about all the incidents that are not caught on videotape. I wonder about all the people who are sitting in detention centers right now as we sit here, who are malnourished, who are without life-saving medication, children who have been kidnapped.
So did you just say ICE officers are militia?
Yes. Have you not been paying attention?
Yeah, I
they
think
certainly
you're stretching
mirror the
a little
Gestapo.
Bit. You know, that's very.
I don't think I'm stretching anything. I think we have seen what we have not seen. What we have not seen are gang members committing violence. What we have seen are ICE agents
kill people. But Tiffany, you're saying that
what does she say about all these mobs that mask up and break into jewelry stores and trash and loot with their faces covered? Are those members of the KKK? They look black, but maybe it's the black membership of the KKK. I don't know. I do know that Kevin O'Leary, Shark Tank investor, was in that panel discussion listening to her nonsense, and he'd had enough of it.
You're just making a supposition here. There's no concrete evidence.
You got to be careful.
There were some supports. We have seen white supremacists risking their lives, serving the government, and you're calling them proud boy militia.
Did you say that?
I did not call them proud boy militia, but I think it's disgraceful that you're sitting here. I'm actually not. But I think that there are white supremacist tattoos on their
white supremacist federal. Officers.
Yeah, white supremacist federal officers.
Like, where are you going with this? Why would you say
I'm going with my eyes, ears, and logic. There have been multiple ICE agents who have white supremacist
men and women working for the federal government, risking their lives, carrying out a mandate, and they're white supremacists?
Yes, and you're a member of a cult, so I don't expect you to have logic.
Whoa.
I think the generalizations here are a bit of an overreach.
Yeah, and let's not make this one.
Oh, my God. Oh, I'm going to my eyes, my ears, my logic. You don't have any logic. I'm going to let you have your eyes and your ears, but I will ask for one other thing. Proof. Where's your proof? Oh, we don't have that. You know, of course, comedian Kathy Griffin, who's the one that got postered shortly after Trump got first elected or when he was running, I don't recall where, but she held up what appeared to be a severed head of Trump, blood dripping from it. And she suddenly got banned from a lot of shows and programs because the push wasn't all the way in at that point to to go after people that were willing to go after Trump. They were kind of giving them a little side and maybe not doing everything. She had lost so many engagements, so much money, and she blamed it all on Trump because of her stupidity. Well, now she's suggesting what you need to be doing as you're listening to me right now. And I'm going to tell you, put my name at the top of your list. You need to start making lists of people that are for Trump. Put my name on that list.
I live in Los Angeles. It's happening at targeted places in Los Angeles. And I think it's time to talk to the neighbors in real life. It's time to talk to your neighbors, find out if they're MAGA or not. Sorry, but we have to know who's on our team and start to plan. Is there a way we can do something as a community? When I hear from my followers in Minnesota, they describe a very sophisticated channel of a system of things that they do to help one another. And they use encrypted apps and like I said, everyone has whistles and honks their horn, but they organize in small groups. And they have told me that they learned this from the George Floyd incident because George Floyd was murdered 20 blocks away from these other murders, roughly. And so they said they learned a lot from that experience. So I'm just telling you guys, live your life, but be conscious of this. And if you're silent, you're complicit. Sorry, I know I'm being a judgy bitch, but that's how I feel. Here I am being preachy.
Yeah, you are. And you know what? When I first saw that woman when she appeared on a Seinfeld episode, I thought, what a brilliant young comedian. Got a great future ahead of her. Till she got her head twisted, literally, revolving around and around like the Exorcist spewing out garbage. And now she's suggesting make a list. Just like they told the Germans, make a list of those you don't trust and give it to us. We'll take care of them. If she still wants to put the word comedian in front of her name, so be it. I will say laughingstock, Kathy Griffin. Well, Don Lemon Fruitcake finally got what he wanted. He actually got arrested for going as part of that group, going into that church the other day, which is what he wanted. And he was so upset the other day that did not arrest me. Well, things have changed, Don. We're going to hear from Don Lemon Fruitcake as we move forward. And I'll also tell you right now, you're going to hear about a medical watch group pushing back against a study dealing with racially diverse medical facilities. They're telling you lies. You don't want to miss any of this. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Previously, I've told you about dustless blasting, a special service offered by Wellington Environmental. It could work for you in your place. Recently, a crew removed a driveway sealer that had failed. The owner wanted to go back to the original concrete so it could be properly sealed. Dustless blasting worked. That homeowner is happy. Now, sometimes surfaces need pressure washing instead of blasting. In fact, there was an exterior stone fireplace cleansed by pressure washing. And when it dried, all the dark stain was gone. That stone had its original appearance. Wellington is versatile with blasting. Dustless blasting or whatever you need. They will evaluate and make a decision. How do you get them to your door? Very easy. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Wellington Environmental, making your world great. In fact, be safe, be well with Wellington Environmental. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. VincentsJewelers.com. VincentsJewelers.com. Ever been in a wreck or felt as if you've been in a wreck? My advice, contact Dr. Bill Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine. Yes, they can treat wreck victims, falls, other hazards of life, sports injuries. I go at least twice a month. That keeps the joints in line. Part of your spine get out of line, you start compensating, you're going to have additional pain. Don't be that guy. Visit Esquire Sports Medicine, Big Ben, just north of 40. EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
This is News Talk STL. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
All right, breaking news this morning. Newsmax's chief Washington correspondent James Rosen confirming former CNN anchor Don Lemon is in police custody. This following the city's church protest in Minneapolis. Lemon is reportedly charged with conspiracy to deprive rights and with a violation of the FACE Act, interfering by force of someone's First Amendment rights. More in a moment. Good Friday morning to you. Thanks so much for tuning into National Report. I'm Sean Kreisman. Don Lemon's attorney, Abby Lowell, releasing this statement and reading in part, "The First Amendment exists to protect journalists whose role it is to shine light on the truth and hold those in power accountable." At that protest, Don Lemon filming and interviewing the pastor. You may remember that, the pastor asking him to leave, and he did so multiple times, saying that protest in the church is unacceptable.
What do you think of it?
I mean, this is unacceptable. It's shameful. It's shameful to interrupt a public gathering of Christians in worship.
But there were folks who said,
I have to take care of my flock.
There you have Don Lemon Fruitcake claiming to be a journalist. He went there the other day with others as they swarmed into that church. Now, I got to remind you, regardless of what you think of him or anyone else, let's say you were at your church, or maybe you don't have a church, you don't go to church, I'm not trying to be a judge here, but you're at a gathering where everybody's nice and friendly and everybody getting along. And here come people in yelling and shouting, and you don't know what they want, you can't figure out what it is. But there are children in your midst, and the children get frightened, maybe start crying. And you do know enough of the world of today that maybe somebody's coming in with a weapon, a bomb. What do you do? That's what they were facing inside that church at that moment. And Don Lemon Fruitcake, he's an independent journalist. He can be a journalist, use a title all he wants, but he is not, quote, a journalist because he doesn't deal with facts. He deals in slander and gossip. Well, now there are still those avenues open as well. National Enquirer, everybody wants to know. And I got one coming up in a moment. I told you about this in the previous hour. And for those of you who are still here, you're going to be richly rewarded in just a moment with this story. But here was with everyone else the other day, and two other people got arrested, but he didn't. Well, that defeated the whole purpose of him going there. He wanted to be there. He wanted to be in the midst of the church and be arrested. you did the interview with the pastor, and the pastor, very polite and smiling, said, look, we're here to preach the gospel. That's all we're doing here. Well, don't you think this is a white privacy and white privilege type issue here? He said, we're preaching God's love to people. Well, isn't this also standing with the ICE agents against illegals and deportations? Don, we're here to preach the gospel. What would Jesus say? That's where I think I would have told him, and I give the pastor a lot more credit than I would have had. Jesus would say, get your butt out of my way and stay outside. That's what I think Jesus would say. And I'd probably be smitten down because of it. I agree. By the way, speaking about how people are treating ICE agents, there's a story that's out of a TV station, and the source, this is a Richmond, Virginia story. There's a nurse in Virginia who's been fired because she posted TikTok videos critical of federal immigration operations. In a statement that she made on one of the videos when it became seen, some are saying it's highly inappropriate. They do not reflect the integrity or values of our health system. Thereby, she has been shown the door. In one of the videos, she reportedly talked about different ways that I, as an ICU nurse, can target immigration and customs agents. She suggested carry syringes with an antiseptic in them to cause short-acting muscle paralysis in the ICE agents. Put poison ivy in a squirt gun to aim at ICE agents. She said, my idea is I'm not trying to kill or seriously harm anyone, but I want to make their lives miserable. Where is the belief that we want to have safety? And where's the issue about first do no harm? Do No Harm is a nonprofit organization. And they have a report out talking about a recent study that suggests increasing the share of black physicians in military medical facilities leads to better outcomes for black patients. They take issues with the findings of other studies that said the effect of a provider diversity means nothing. Well, they want to tell you that unless you have a black doctor or a black nurse and you're a black person, you're not getting proper care. This researcher for the network Do No Harm said, we cannot allow politically motivated activists to push debunked racial theories that have no positive impact on patient care. And they summarize their critique into three core issues. It never actually tests whether black patients fared any better or not. It downplayed findings showing black patients achieved their best outcomes when treated by non-black doctors. And it relies on speculative explanation as to why any of this is happening. In other words, fake science. That's what you got. And here's a story I told you at the beginning of today's program. This is one of the most sleazy things that passes for journalism. This is something even beyond Don Lemon Fruitcake. It appears in the publication Slate. My boots on the ground correspondent Andrew pointed this out to me. Slate is an online publication. And they did a piece over the weekend titled, well, that is one way for J.D., talking about Vice President J.D. Vance, and Usha, his wife, to respond to the Erica Kirk divorce rumors. The author of this suggested that J.D. and Usha had a fourth child to quash rumors that the vice president was going to leave his wife for Erica Kirk, the widow of Charlie Kirk. Of course, fringe members of the left floated this story that Kirk's murder meant that Vance would leave his wife because she is Indian American and he needs a white woman if he's going to run as president. Here's what former MSNBC host Joy Reid said, trying to give validity to the story. Wouldn't it be the most perfect fairy tale, MAGA fairy tale, if Vance sees the fight that he needs a white queen instead of this brown Hindu? How racist can that be, Joy? But you said it. She said, I'm not saying that's happening. Maybe that Usha's not even in on it. But they can't have a successor to MAGA be the guy with a brown Hindu wife. They're also Christian nationalists. That ain't going to work. The idea stems from a brief hug that Vance and Kirk shared on stage last year. And here's how the author for the Slate magazine wrote it. As a highly educated daughter of Indian immigrants, Usha does not only have Vance's MAGA credentials, she undermines them. When reports of a possible divorce on the horizon began to swirl back in November, it wasn't altogether surprising. Reckoning with all these contradictions was inevitable, right? The article continues. Interesting. The vice president and his wife appears to have one of the few normal relationships in D.C. If there were a political couple or a former first couple to speculate over, it would not be them. But this author did, adding that in lieu of trading his wife for a paler model, Vance has found another way to prove himself a good shepherd of the MAGA faithful. He and Usha expecting a fourth child in July. So there can't be any problem inside that marriage, could there? This article, this piece of scum, is written by an author who I do not know and don't care, but somebody had to see it and approve it. An editor somewhere here and there, somebody's head needs to be on the chopping block. Because the author in this article was allowed to complain about people suggesting Barack Obama could leave his wife for Jennifer Aniston, leave his wife for another woman. But you didn't see that in Slate. This is the kind of trash that's being presented as fact. And there are too many gullible people in this nation that eat this kind of crap up. I'm fed up with it.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
Great news from my sponsor, Tom Shaw Realtors, proving if you want to buy, sell homes, farms, acreage, you want Tom Shaw. In 2025, selling more than 100 properties, $52 million in sales. ShawRealtors.com. When I have business clients or guests from out of town, I often take them to Cafe Napoli. I know they're going to enjoy any of the Napoli locations. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, next to Napoli C, Napoli Kirkwood, or Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Excellent food and intellectual conversation, if they bring the intellectual conversation. NapoliSTL.com. NapoliSTL.com. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts? Windows icing up again? Utility costs surging? You're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best, America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service. ...2026, a great time to visit Lit Cigar Lounge. The Lit Cigar Facebook has numerous events from tastings to music. My main reason for going to Lit is always quality cigars, premium whiskeys. Odds are we'll see each other at Lit Cigar Lounge. A few doors down, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Get a pizza baked over coals. Excellent crust and flavor. Or choose one of the many great pasta dishes. You won't leave hungry. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta and Lit Cigar Lounge in the Chesterfield Valley.
This is News Talk STL.
If you want to hang out, you've got to take her out, cocaine.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
We have a lot of very big, very powerful ships sailing to Iran right now. And it would be great if we didn't have to use them.
Okay? Can you say what the message was that you shared with Iranians?
Well, I told them two things. Number one, no nuclear. And number two, stop killing protesters. They're killing them by the thousands. You know, I stopped 837 hangings 2 weeks ago. But they're going to have to do something. Nobody's seen anything like this.
You know, I do not know if Trump is accurate in his remark about how many hangings he stopped. I don't know if he's even close to a number or if it's just a number he made up. I'll be honest with you on that. But I also have no doubt in those prisons, hangings are taking place and executions of other type. I've got a story here in front of me, and this is from the BBC. And they're quoting some Iranian protesters that have been injured in the street because they were in the street protesting. They want the regime out. They want to go back to the way life was before they were controlled by the mullahs, the Ayatollah. And they're being quoted by the BBC, not named, obviously, and not featured in pictures. Do not take us to a hospital for any treatment. If we show up at a hospital, they'll know we were in the street protesting. You're handing us a death sentence if you take us to a hospital for treatment. We'll take our chances. We may die because we're not getting treatment, but we cannot go to a hospital. And do you see any correlation between that situation, that scenario, and what's happening in Minneapolis? No, because there is none. There may be folks in Minneapolis saying, oh, don't take me to the hospital. I might be arrested by ICE, be arrested. But you're not going to be killed on the spot. In Iran, they fear that if they end up in a hospital, that's a death sentence for them and their family. Because how did you get this bullet wound in your leg? Oh, I just walking down the street and it fell out of the sky. No, you were in that protest the other day, weren't you? Put a little more pressure on that wound and you'll tell them anything. And yet we have in this country people that believe they're so filled with love and desiring well-being for everyone, they're ignoring something like that happening in a country that obviously not next door, and obviously anything that they can do anything about directly, but they want to compare to what they're dealing with in their community, their city, their state, to what's happening in Iran, or what happened in World War II in Germany. There is no such comparison. None. But they will still lie about it. And you heard Trump say, look, I'm still trying to have them come up with a deal, but time is running out. I've made it very clear no nukes can be involved. We're going into the weekend, my friend. I don't know what will be going on by the time we get back to Monday. But former retired General Jack King says everything is in play at this point.
The Ayatollah himself is so diabolical, so committed, you know, to the ideals that he's trying to establish. You know, he wants to dominate and control the Middle East and export his radical form of fundamentalist Islamic terrorism to the world. I mean, they haven't changed one bit. They still want to pursue a nuclear weapon. They still want to support the proxies that are in the region to destabilize the region and take down Israel. And they have a ballistic missile program that is growing every single day, obviously that threatens Israel and potentially our bases in the region. And that's where they are. He has emissaries that talk nice to our people, but that's where the leadership really is. And they've been like this for 45 plus years. I mean, I got to give them this. They have been consistent throughout that time frame. Objectives are dominate and control the region, drive the United States military out of the region. That's why they've been killing us by the hundreds, actually over a couple thousand plus since 1982 to the present. This is Americans now. And certainly destroy the state of Israel. And you've seen their attempts at doing that. They have not changed one iota.
And they're not going to. And you'd be a fool to think they are. You know the story about the spider that needs to get to the other side of the river. And there's a frog there. And a spider says, can I climb on your back and you will get me safely to the other side of the river? And the frog says, I'm not going to do that. As soon as we get over there, you'll sting me and kill me. I know you will. I said, no, I will appreciate you getting me the other side of the river. Just give me a ride across. He convinces a frog. Gets on the frog's back and they start going across the river. They get to the other side of the river and sure enough, the spider stings him. And in his dying breath, he's asking the spider, why did you do that? You said you wouldn't. Why did you do that? The answer, it's my nature. It's my nature. Once again, General Jack King.
Iran has never been weaker than they are right now. In their entire history since this regime took power in 1980, politically, economically, and militarily. And we have an opportunity here to really set some conditions for the eventual regime collapse. And that's why the military option is on the table, and that's why it's being considered certainly by the United States and Israel, and hopefully supported by allies in the region as well, despite all the public rhetoric to the contrary, that this option really does make some sense. You know, taking action against the leaders there, taking action against the forces that are repressing the people and hold them accountable for the thousands that they've killed. I mean, Griff, listen, they have never killed as many of their own citizens in their history as they have done right now. And in their history, they have never locked up summarily in a matter of a week or two as many citizens as they have, somewhere in the neighborhood of 30 to 40,000. And when the spotlight is off, they will begin executing them by the hundreds and into the thousands. Why do we know that? Because that's what they have done in the past.
And it is their nature. General Jack King just nailed it. In the meantime, China is trying to find out, how do we shore up what we've got? We got to be careful in dealing with Iran. They become too much of a liability. We're not sure Russia is going to be there for us when we need them. We no longer have what we wanted from Argentina since Maduro is out of there. Maybe we can get the United Kingdom to side with us. And in fact, President Trump got asked about that. What do you think about China and the United Kingdom drawing closer together?
We
have a lot of very big, very powerful ships sailing to Iran right now. And it would be great if we didn't have to use them.
Can you say what the message was that you shared with Iranians?
Well, I told them two things. Number one, no nuclear. And number two, stop killing protesters. They're killing them by the thousands. You know, I stopped 837 hangings 2 weeks ago. But they're going to have to do something. Nobody's seen anything like this.
Yeah, that's what he was saying earlier as we began this segment. Now reference dealing with China.
What do you think about the U.K. getting into business with China? Keir Starmer was in Beijing.
Well, it's very dangerous for them to do that, and it's even more dangerous, I think, for Canada to get into business with China. Canada's not doing well. They're doing very poorly. And you can't look at China as the answer. I know China very well. I know President Xi's a friend of mine. I know him very well. But that's a big hurdle to go over when you get Canada. The first thing they're going to do is say, you're not allowed to play ice hockey anymore. That's not good. Canada's not going to like that.
No longer play ice hockey. I want to leave you with something for the weekend that might keep you awake at night. I'm going to apologize in advance, but also know that you need to be back here Monday at 6 if you're not listening to the podcast and everything else we have coming up. There's an article I had not had a chance to do a lot with today, Inside the Federalist. You can pull it up and read it in its entirety. Do you remember Malaysian Flight 370, the one that just disappeared? And no one knows what happened to it. Numerous searches, thousands and thousands of miles, pieces of debris found that no one can make a connection. The article in The Federalist is titled, "The Truth About Malaysian Flight 370 is Scarier Than Conspiracy Theories." Here's how it begins. Accepting that one man deliberately killed 238 others with a flick of a button is far more disturbing than imagining all the elaborate conspiracies. The Malaysian government, of course, had recently announced the resumption of the search for Malaysian Airline Flight 370 in the remote depths of the Indian Ocean. The U.S.-based Ocean Infinity firm is working on a no-find, no-fee basis, seeing if they can find this plane that just vanished March 8, 2014. There's been a lot of new commentary, video, YouTube, so forth, and theories. Everything from remote-controlled hijacking to onboard fires to an elaborate Russian plot, even claims it was shot down by the U.S. military. This article says the reality is far simpler. For anyone looking at the evidence, is not mysterious. The captain hijacked his own plane, incapacitating everyone on board by depressurizing the cabin, and then flew the 777 into the southern Indian Ocean. Now, the evidence supporting this is not circumstantial or speculative, yet it is overwhelming, methodical, and points unambiguously to that single explanation. Part of it goes back to that he had this simulator session at his home in Kuala Lumpur, that he had programmed and flown a route beginning in Kuala Lumpur, proceeding northwest up the Strait of Malacca, and then turning south into the remote southern Indian Ocean before the plane ran out of fuel. And the route on that simulator closely matches the path that the MH370 actually flew. If you're basing it on initial radar tracking and the satellite data. And again, all of this I'm reading to you is not me. This is from The Federalist and their reporter and them looking at it. But it raises some very solid points. They add there is no innocent explanation for why a pilot would practice flying from his home airport into one of the most isolated areas on Earth, then weeks later fly that same route with 238 on board. That flight, those people, those children on board as well. They left Kuala Lumpur on the morning of March 8, 2014, bound for Beijing. They sent their final transmission at one point. Good night, Malaysia, 370. 2 minutes later, the transponder was disabled. Transponder is what constantly broadcasts a signal as to where the plane can be located. Even if all communications are out, that still broadcasts the location of the plane. But the transponder went off at the handoff point between Malaysian and Vietnamese airspace. So it would take a while for them to realize something is wrong. Maybe it's just didn't get done properly. The aircraft, based on everything they've seen, made a turn, went back across the Malay Peninsula, serving no operational purpose, then turned northwest up the Strait of Malacca, blending in with other air traffic on a busy route. Going until 6 more hours, the engines flamed out from fuel, entered a rapid descent, breaking up on impact at a high speed. And the most likely method of neutralizing everyone on board was cabin depressurization. This is what we discussed the other day in the story behind the story of Payne Stewart. Remember? In his jet, he and his pilot, his broker, and two or three others, the jet had a leak. They were at an altitude where they needed to be breathing oxygen. They all passed out just thinking they're tired, went to sleep. And that's the way it would have happened in this cabin. And they would have died within 20 minutes. Now, it's unclear as to how, if the pilot did this, how he did deal with his co-pilot. There's one report that maybe the guy got locked out of the cabin. The FBI continues to look at this. There is still no specific detail other than what I just gave you. But it suggests a crime. Deadly crime. As always, thanks for listening. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.